Chapter 1. I wove my way through the writhing dancers on the floor of Tech Rose, with my eyes on the girl, my skin pinched beneath the cybernetic prosthetic on my left shoulder. It was time for a refit. Should have thought of that before heading out on the job. But I didn't expect it to be a problem. Find the girl, deliver the message, easy enough. The girl's hair didn't match, not black enough, but hair didn't cost much to change. She was about the right shape and size to be the one my client was looking for. Petite and dark-skinned, with a silver dress that left only modesty to the imagination. The hair, purple now, not black at all, bounced hypnotically with her hips and faded to pink. A wig. I reached out to touch her shoulder with my real arm, and she spun slowly, like a display mannequin in an all-night sex shop. A skim of sweat shimmered on her forehead, and the wig pulsed yellow and green, with the bass rumbling through the floor. Swollen black pupils stared out from beneath metallic white paint, the frosted lashes so thick she could hardly keep her eyes open. No necklace. The air, greasy with sweat and glitter, stuck to my throat. She wasn't my girl, but I might still get some answers out of her. You look like you could use a drink. Closer to the stage, music ground my eardrums with more passion than the boys up in the go-go boxes. The girls on stage gave their poles the juice, though, and Hollow City credit chips flew through the air like confetti. She blinked up at me and licked her black painted lips. You buying? She didn't mean drinks, but I led her out of the crowd toward the bar anyway. This time I used my other arm, the metal one, to part the swath of writhing bodies. It earned me some dirty looks, but no one wanted to pick a fight with a chick with a robotic fist. Sheets of corrugated metal had been welded together and painted with cheap pink holographic paint to make up the bar. The paint had chipped off in rusty scabs, and it crumpled in on the side nearest the entrance, probably where the bouncers had gotten a little too excited about their jobs. Class joint, Tech Rose. I hailed the barkeep with my cybernetic arm, just to show him I had money. I didn't. Not much. But tech prosthetics don't come cheap, even ugly ones like mine. With all the metal bones and tendons exposed like a silver skeleton that pinch when you move. Anyway, it wouldn't hurt him to make some assumptions. I said, get her something to sober her up. You're not buying, she said. Disappointment tugged her lips into a pout. Pretty, if you like them slack-jawed and bleary-eyed. Just drinks. The bartender, a skinny-faced weasel with the sallow complexion of a man who sampled too much of his own wares after hours, swung a glass of noxious green liquid toward the girl. He turned his carefully bored expression on me.
And you?
Give me a shot of the pure stuff. I held out my chipped hand to pay for the transaction. Tall glass. His eyes had all the color and life of a wrung-out dish rag, but this got his attention.
How pure?
The purest. I snapped my fingers. I have the credits. He narrowed his eyes and scanned my wrist. The till screen lit up green, and he slunk off to the back room where they hid all the stuff that doesn't kill you. At the sunken end of the bar, he tipped his nose at someone and jerked his head a bit, just before he swung open the tetanus-riddled door to the back room. Your bubbles, Marlowe. The girl's eyes were a little less dead now that the drink had hit her. But as the glow-up left her cheeks, a hollow, soulless look replaced it. I'm not supposed to talk to you. You don't have to talk. I flashed her a gram from the tattler embedded in my metal arm. Just nod your head. You know this girl? You're not supposed to be here, she said, just loudly enough for anyone else who might.